The Denver Broncos beat the Carolina Panthers yesterday, but did Hyundai beat Doritos? Yesterday's Super Bowl $10 million ad extravaganza was the usual mashup, celebrities, animals, sight gags, some serious issues. Let's take a look with Here Now's media analyst John Carroll. And John, let's start with the ad that did win, at least in USA Today's ad meter. They post their nominees, and we'll link you to it at herenow.org. It's an ad for Hyundai, and it stars Kevin Hart as a dad meeting his daughter's date at the door.
Hey, see the guy taking my little girl out, huh?
Yep.
You know what, why don't you go ahead and take my new car?
Thanks, Pops.
Go ahead, baby.
But what is in that new car?
Well, it has a feature called the Car Finder, and Kevin Hart basically tracks the car through the date to from a movie to the amusement park to Lover's Lane. It's pretty predictable, but it's funny. Kevin Hart carries it off.
Yeah.
And plus, that's $10 million a minute. It's $5 million for a 30-second spot for the most part for the Super Bowl. Cost that anyone's ever paid.
Well, I have to say it's also informative. I'm looking at that and thinking, wow, you can do that?
you have
a car tracker, so it's informative. So that was very successful. There were other ads with celebrities that were not.
Yeah, a ton of ads with celebrities. There were about 40 celebrities overall last night. One of them that didn't work was the ad for Snickers that featured Willem Dafoe as a Marilyn Monroe from Seven-Year Itch, that famous scene from the Seven-Year Itch.
This is a disaster. Who's the genius who puts a girl in heels on a subway grate?
Miss Monroe, eat a Snickers.
Why?
You get a little cranky when you're hungry.
And then this fades to a clip from the movie. It's kind of creepy and sad at the same time.
You're seeing him in a dress and it blows up and it's kind of odd and he turns into Marilyn Monroe, but it's kind of odd.
Yeah, and they usually have pretty good ads. This one didn't make it. I think there's something about using Marilyn Monroe that just strikes the wrong chord.
Didn't. Well, I want to ask you, speaking of striking the wrong chord, there was a Budweiser public service announcement about drunk driving. It starred Helen Mirren. Let's just listen to a little of that.
If you drive drunk, you, simply put, are a short-sighted, utterly useless, oxygen-wasting human form of pollution, a Darwin Award-deserving, selfish coward. If your brain was donated to science, science would return it. So stop it.
But, you know, the whole time she's sitting there with a bottle of beer on the table. Is that...
Yeah, I never associated Helen Mirren with beer. I associate her with a number of other alcoholic drinks, but not with beer. So it was interesting in a sort of an unexpected way. But I think that in the end, it sort of worked. It sort of didn't, because there was this disjunction between her and the product.
Well, and between the message, you know, don't drink and drive, and the other message, drink.
Right.
A lot of animals this year?
Always a lot of animals. And there was one for Mountain Dew, which was a puppy, monkey, baby kind of combination that was totally freaky. Apparently, young viewers liked it a lot. Didn't do much for me, but then I'm a lot older.
Well, there was a Doritos ad that featured a sonogram with a baby about to be born that wanted Doritos so much that
popped out prematurely.
This is the last
of the consumer-generated Doritos ads. They've been doing it for 10 years. This is the last one. They always rank in the top five in the USA Today ad meter.
Well, and by the way, we will, again, link people to them. You can see them all at hereandnow.org. John Carroll, Here Now's media analyst, professor of mass communications at BU, and we'll have a link to his campaign outsider blog. You got to check that out. John, thank you.
Thank you.